the man with the largest penis in the world has spoken out.
And we listened.
Well.
Because you have to. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you had me at largest penis in the world because I'm interested in, you know, what's that like? Mm-hmm. How big is it? What do you got to say about it? I can't say never. I've been with two guys that were like ridiculously large, like too large, like, you know, like a joke. Like, what am I supposed to do with this thing? I can't help you. Sorry. I'm just saying. I was coming up with names for him. Johnson O'Toole. That's not his name. His name is Peter Hancock.
No, it is not.
You're right. It's not.
Dickie Longstockings.
Wang Schwartz. In real life, his name is Jonah Falcone. And I'm just going to warn our listeners in Long Island to control themselves because he's in Plainview, New York. He lives on Long Island. Yeah. Yeah. He's got 13.5 inches. That's what he's working with. He's working with 13.5 inches when erect.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think that would be the biggest.
I was surprised too when I had 13.5, but then again, it's a penis. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think there isn't a larger one out. That's pretty big. I mean, that's ridiculous.
There's got to be somebody somewhere who's got twice that. They just don't come forward.
Maybe. I will tell you that for more than 20 years, he's been the unofficial holder of that title, and there have been documentaries made about him, and The Daily Show did a whole thing on him and the news. So every once in a while, pardon my pun, but it pops up. He pops up. The story pops up. So now I guess he's sick of people saying to him, oh, I heard you have the biggest penis in the whole wide world. He's sick of it. He's sick of having to take it out and measure it for people. Because, you know, if you think about it, that's the record that he holds. But it's a lot to ask somebody to show you their penis.
I hate taking out my 13-inch penis to show people. It's yeah.
Well, of course, I immediately started following him on Instagram. And surprisingly, he only has like 1,800 followers.
Yeah, I expected until him now.
Right?
He just beat Kim Kardashian.
But it's all pictures of just his face and his neck, like for him from like the neck up going like new glasses, new haircut. And it's like, dude, we are not interested in your glasses. There's one photo of him that he posted of himself when he was 21 and he's wearing shorts and he's, you know, he's topless and he's wearing shorts and they're a little on the tight side. And if you don't even have to really embiggen it, it's pretty obvious.
Don't say that word.
What?
If you embiggen it.
You know, like the Simpsons say.
Yeah, if you zoom in.
Thank you very much. For this one story, you shouldn't say embiggen. Okay. If you zoom in.
Right.
You can see. And what's so funny is he writes in it, people commenting, they're like, whoa, that is big. And he's like, sorry, I'm not erect there. Mm-hmm. Like it might look big to you, but trust me, it gets much bigger. So here's what he says in this latest interview. He says, listen, I feel masculine because of it. And unlike many men, I have avoided the insecurities around penis size and masculinity in our society. I don't need a fancy car. I don't need a gun. I wear a mask and so on. I got vaccinated, you know, that kind of thing. Because I don't have to prove my masculinity to anyone. I wear all pink sometimes. So he says that he's had sex with multiple A-list celebrities, which I kind of believe. First, I was like, A-list? But then I thought about it and I was like, you know, you and I have met and interviewed A-list celebrities, people that are considered A-list. It's not all Angelina Jolie out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not all Jennifer Aniston out there. Some of the people considered A-list are pretty D-list. You know what I mean? They happen to be on the A-list. So I didn't... At first, I was like, oh, yeah, right. But then I was thinking maybe he has.
Well, he's got a hell of a pickup line.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, you wonder why I carry this large book around with me, the Guinness Book of World Records, because I'm in it. Yeah, I'm on page 4.
If I were him, I would carry a ruler, like back in the day, like in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, you see this ruler? I'm bigger.
Right. This is too small to measure.
This is 12 inches.
Right.
Ha ha. Like, that would be my pickup line if I were him. I would hand that to a woman and be like, I got an inch and a half on this. Anyway, so here's what else he says. He says that he has to think of stuff like what pants to wear, which pocket to keep his wallet in, because some pants, when he wears them, it's really obvious his size. And he says what he does is, this is interesting, he says his, can I say balls?
You just did.
Okay, what else, what should I call them? Testicles?
There, yeah.
Testicles? Okay. His testicles are a proportion in size. He says, so he wraps everything to the left so he doesn't have everything all squozen together. Like, it's a problem. I'm sorry. I know you're like, wah. But he said he has these pants that he calls his incognito pants because they're baggy.
Mm-hmm.
And if he puts his wallet in the left pocket, he can hide everything.
For him. Are you trying to make me feel bad for this guy?
Well, that's the thing. He said, first of all, he's cute. He's not ugly by any chance. Like, and if he's charming and has a good personality, then that's what's attractive about him, not his size. I mean, there are women out there that are size queens that only want to hear about that. But there's a lot of women that are not like that. So he says, quote, a hot bod and a winning personality will attract far more than a large, you know what? If you're looking for sex, he said, no one cares if you have a small, you know what, except for you. You're the only one that cares.
I'm getting life advice from this asshole. What are you doing to me? Why is this a story?
It's so funny. It's like just now I saw on Instagram, there's some supermodel that was like, let me show you how to wear a bikini. It's like, you're a supermodel. Just put a bikini on. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to show me what bikinis work and don't work for my shape. Like, you're not 5'3 and 125 pounds. You're 90 feet tall and you're a supermodel. Like,
right.
You're right. It's like billionaires telling you how to save money.
Yeah. So my story is going to be, look at this hot chick in this bikini and she's 19 and look at her. It's about the same thing as this story.
Exactly. It's like, I'm 19 and I'm a supermodel. Let me show you bikinis.
You should take life advice from me. Shut up.
Right. Yeah.
I care. Nobody should know how large your penis is. This is something that you don't tell people. You don't go to an office and say, I think I have the world's biggest penis. You want to measure it? Just keep that to yourself.
I wonder when he discovered it, and then do you
discover it when you're 11 and you go, wow.
But do you know, like, how do you not know that everyone, maybe you're just like, this is what penises look like. This is the size of a penis. And then you find out when, like in a locker room, at some point.
I don't even know if they do that anymore, if they take showers after wrestling or whatever. But we used to do that. So I
don't
know
what I'm saying. So how do you find out? Like, at what point do you find out?
Well,
that
you have porn. I mean, porn is everywhere now. It's on your phone. It's on your Apple Watch. It's everywhere. You know.
So he watches porn and goes, wait a minute, I'm way bigger than these guys.
Yeah. What is this? This is, isn't that cute is what he's saying. So
I want to know the first time he discovered, like the first time that he realized that he was not normal in the trouser section.
When he had to take his girlfriend to the ER. That's when he found out.
I broke her. Can somebody please stitch her up?
Right. Poor girl. I love that David Seeley comments on every one of our sections that we do on this show. He has not commented on this one. I think he passed out.
Yeah. Well, no, because I remember I said that it's in Plainview. And
yeah,
he's in Long Island. So he's in his car right now. He's not even listening anymore.
Plainview? I can get there in 20 minutes.
That's like three towns away. He left like 20 minutes ago. The minute I said it. That's the first thing I said. The guy's in plain view. That was before I got to the word view.
Yeah, I'm just surprised that this guy, anybody knows. You know, it's just something you don't take it to the Guinness Book and say, I want to be in this thing.
Well, why not? I think everybody deserves to feel special about something that they have or do that's unusual.
Okay.
Why? This is unusual about the guy.
Okay.
I don't understand what your problem is. The Guinness Book of World Records.
You understand completely what my problem is.
Jealousy is your problem.
What the hell are you talking about?
No, but the tallest dog, the tallest person, the fattest guy, like this
longest
is all in the
fingernails.
Longest fingernails, longest hair. There's all this stuff in the Guinness Book of World Records. So this is the guy that happens to have the biggest penis.